This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening. It is 5:36 and you are with Lynn and Cam on the evening edition. We're joined now in the studio by Sean Tannis of the News Desk for our market wrap. Sean, Snap CEO Evan Spiegel came out with a rather interesting statement on the direction of the company, saying he wants to keep Snapchat separate from the darker sides of the internet and also open it up for the web world. So, okay, is it possible to really have it both ways?
Yeah, so he spoke about this double vision at a summit in Los Angeles last night, saying he wants to distinguish Snap from some companies which are under scrutiny right now without naming them. But everyone knew, everyone at the summit knew he was talking about Facebook, and he pointed out how the internet originally started as a military research project, and such an ecosystem is not Snap's natural habitat to begin with. But now that internet is part of our lives, he wants to make it a bit more human. And he says despite reports of slow growth, they've reached nearly 75% of all 13 to 34 year olds in the US and 90% of 13 to 24 year olds. And this is more than what Facebook has, Facebook and Instagram has in the US, UK, France, Canada, and Australia.
I wonder if this is him kind of getting back at Facebook for ripping off all the Snapchat features, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking about that too.
Yeah, they basically stole everything, gave it to Instagram, and now they're still saying, like, haha, we still have lots of users.
Yeah.
So essentially, he's saying Snapchat wants to become a safer Facebook with its new initiatives. But if they grow as big as Facebook, is it even possible to circumvent disputes linked to data collection or disinformation, for example?
Yeah, the fact that content shared on Snapchat doesn't stay there permanently has helped them a lot. They also don't have a news feed where you can count likes and shares. And these features have given them immunity from the problems that Facebook has struggled in the past years. But now Snap is launching the kind of sharing buttons we all use on Twitter and Facebook. So they have collaborated with the Washington Post, and they'll launch this partnership feature, making it easier for users to share article links on Snapchat. They also announced a range of different app and service integrations with companies like GoFundMe and Netflix, to name a few. But they assured that all these third-party partners won't have access to data and will keep everything clean. But I guess it's easier to push morals into ambitions before it's executed in a larger scale, because these are some of the promises that Facebook also made in the beginning. But look at them now. We had like a terror attack streamed live from New Zealand just weeks ago.
Let us know, are you using Snapchat? I'd be curious to find out who is still using it or has been using it, newly took it up. Do you believe that it can be a cleaner, safer Facebook? Let us know. That number to call, 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. So moving on to Bursa, Sino Hua'an International is among the stocks in focus today. What is happening there?
Yeah, the Starbase report stock market data showed that 11% stake was transacted at half of the market price, at just 13 cents each, below yesterday's closing price of 26.5 cents. Today, there were 23.7 million shares traded, valued over 6.1 million ringgit, and at 5 o'clock, they closed down 3.8% at 25.5 cents.
Sean, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.